Well, here on the other side, that tape sort of messed up, I believe, on the other side there. I wasn't watching it close enough, and I think it was trying to run out on me. But as I was saying, right after you left, you know, you said you'd probably rather take your chances over in Vietnam than be over here training these new pilots. Well, they had a crash about a day or two, maybe three after you left, and killed a couple of pilots. So I know a lot of things like that, we may not look at it in the right sense, but you're possibly more right than our thinking and your judgment of things. But if you ever was in our place, then you'd understand a little more about how we feel. It's not that we think that we're always right in our judgment of things, but it's just one of them things that I guess nobody but a parent will understand. I know you can't, not being in our place, but we try to see things like you do. And just remember one thing, though, that it would not that we want to run your life as the things you do, but your well-being is what we are interested in and will always be. It's not that we exactly choose it that way. That's just the way it is. And I think it's that way with anybody that have children. Why? I think they would feel the same way. I don't know how they all feel. Sometimes you see people the way they do, why, you possibly think, well, they don't care much for their children. Some of them run off and leave them, and they do most anything, desert them, kind of sometimes pretty cruel to them, I think. But I don't know. I guess it's one thing I couldn't explain to you how I feel about you and Jim. But neither would, like I say, you two would never understand how it's been on me, and I'm sure on Mama the same way. While your first trip, you was over in Vietnam, and Jim over in the Mediterranean, as he said, playing war with the Russians. It's not a good feeling, I can assure you that. But we were just proud that y'all both come back well and got to be with you for a while, and we're going to be looking forward to having you both back again pretty soon. Jim said they'd probably come in around Christmas again, stay for a while, and we'll be looking for you to be back. Maybe we can all be together again for a while. I don't know. He got a 96-hour pass this last time, just a weekend, I think maybe a Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and maybe Tuesday, I don't know. But anyhow, he had a pretty good weekend there, but I think he's going to save his time, his furlough or vacation, whatever you call it, in service till around Christmas, and they'll be in again for a while, I suppose. So I'm going to sort of quit here for a while. Maybe Becky or somebody else want to talk a little. If they don't finish up the tape, well, before we get through, I'll try to talk on it a little more maybe. But if I don't, why, we want you to take care of yourself and be as careful as you can. We'll be thinking of you and praying for you and looking for you home in December. So bye for now. Maybe we'll see you later.
Reach, be sure and write me pretty soon. I'll write you back. Maybe when I get to going to school, I can write you better. If you don't want to, you don't have to get me nothing. When you go to Hong Kong, you don't have to get me nothing. If you don't want to, you don't have to get nobody nothing. Maybe Mark will talk to you after a while. I don't know. I will be glad when you get home in December. I'll be crazy over school. I like school. I like first grade. I like any grade. We're fine. I hope you are too. Maybe Mama will talk to you sometimes today. If everybody else don't talk till the tapes run out. I'll be writing you sometimes, but I may write you tomorrow or the next day sometimes. If I don't, I'll write you sometimes. I write you lots of times. But if you can find anything to get me, you can. Mom, I might talk in a minute.
Yeah, hello there, young'un. How are you? I'll try again here. I kind of goofed up somehow or other. I tried to play back what I'd said, and I hadn't said anything. Well, hope you're still flying high and doing good. I guess I'm doing pretty good, about to work myself goofy, but it seems like I do better when I keep on the fly, and believe me, I've been on the fly this summer. Yeah, excuse me, Becky Jo came in, and you know what that means. Oh, as I was saying, I've been pretty busy all summer, been putting up quite a bit in the freezer, and been working out a good bit, and trying to keep everything else a-going, keep Mark occupied, so as to keep him out of trouble, and trying to take care of all of the rest of you's wants and needs as well as I can, and believe me, it keeps me hopping. I went ahead and sent your package today, which included your hat and candy, and what else was that? Oh, the cassette tapes. Those things are 2.5 a piece, and I couldn't send you 6, but maybe 2 will take care of you for a while. And so far, we haven't heard a word from Fisher. I expect to hear every day, but so far we haven't. But maybe we will, and Mark can get things fixed up. If he can't, why, we'll wait until you get home and let you play with it. I know you'd enjoy putting all that stuff back together again. I can't understand why we haven't heard from them, but you may have to jack them up again. But Monday, I'll go to the post office and ask them to hold my mail until we get back, because I don't want things stacked up out here and something happened to it, sure enough. But as you probably know, we're going to try to go into Cleburne and do some work on the house. And it's going to be quite expensive. We're hoping to be able to get us a room pretty reasonable where I can do some cooking, but so far I haven't had any luck. I've written 2 motels there, and they're just so high. I guess when we went on our vacation to Denver that time we went after Sis, we really hit the jackpot up there getting a place as good as we did for $10 a day. But we'll do the best we can, and that's all we can do. Oh, we could stay with the people there at home, but I'd have to clean up the house before I'd stay in there, and that wouldn't work. So we'll might get us a place over at Glen Rose, pretty reasonable. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. I will try to go ahead and get your greens altered, get those seams let out, and get your other things to you as soon as I possibly can. Maybe a while. By the time Daddy's vacation is over, why, school will be starting, and here we go again. I do think that Becky will get by without her shots. Doc was to send me a statement concerning it, but I waited and waited and waited on him and didn't hear from him. And finally called him, and he had had a brother to die, and Thalia had had a cousin in Louisiana to be robbed and killed, and he was pretty well torn up. But he said he would get a statement in the mail for me, but he didn't. I'm kind of worried about him. But I had one, a statement from doctor here in Sweetwater, and also from the preacher at Roby Church. So I took it to the superintendent and told him just how I felt, and he asked me to write a statement in my own handwriting then and sign it and send to him. So Daddy and I did. So here's hoping she'll be exempt from that. I know that you boys have had a lot put into you since you've been in the service, but and it's not good, but you all are grown, and if I can keep it out of her body for a few years, why, I think she'll just have a better chance at health. The little miss is weighing about 45 now, so she's picking up quite a bit, maybe half grown time you see her again. But anyway, we're real busy all the time. Nita comes home about twice a month. She and Miss Grimes are really enjoying each other. And Anita still seems to be doing real well in school. Hope she continues that. She can't wait until she can get a job, and I can't either. It's so far the rent from the house is about taking care of her expenses, but she's going to have a new coat and several things this winter, so it's quite expensive. But I told Daddy that even though she sort of goofed up on her timing of starting to school with you boys here, I suppose it was best for her to go ahead while she was really all excited about it and ready to go, because sis needs to be able to support herself. As independent as she is, I doubt very seriously whether she'd ever let a man support her or not. I doubt very seriously whether she'd ever get married or not. Daddy says that she will, but I don't know. She's a funny gal. But I am looking forward to her finishing this school, which probably might take 8 or 10 months. I don't know exactly how long it will take. But I'm afraid she'll be disappointed when she starts to work. I'm afraid she's not going to make as much as she thinks she ought to. But she's going to charm school, which is a part of her college work, every Tuesday night. I think it's every Tuesday night. And I hope that they can help her in a lot of ways. She makes it fairly well with old people, but she needs to develop a better personality in meeting the public and being with younger folks. But that's neither here nor there. We both know that. And the little stink is being waited on hand and foot by Ms. Grimes, and I'm afraid she's going to get so big she can't move. I have a closet full of clothes that she can't wear anymore that are good clothes, and just breaks her heart and mine too to see them, that she simply can't get in them. In fact, she's as big as I am in spots. She doesn't weigh as much, but her 113 to 115 being so short is all in one spot, and it really is showing up. But maybe she'll learn after a while that she needs to move more instead of sitting on her south part all the time. Rich, do you remember Lou and Joe Travis at Slayton? Well, I know you do. You know, she doesn't have a brain in her head. If she did, she'd probably take it out and play with it. But anyway, their boy spent the week with us here week before last, and then Mark spent a few days up with him. And I am telling you, that boy is so proud to be home. He said there was continued noise, yelling, screaming, running in and out. And he said, Mother, you just don't know how good it is to be home. He's been wanting to talk to you on this tape. And every time he says anything, he'll go back and erase it. He says he sounds dumb, and he doesn't want it to go on over to you. But he was real surprised and pleased to get that $5, and he's put it up and saving it. He's been helping me, and like I say, I've been paying him a little bit whenever he stays here and does my work. When I go out and make a few dollars, why then I pay him some, and he's saving it to help with his school clothes and what he can mow yards, which is not very much now. It's hot and dry till there's just not much going on like that. So he may say a few words on the tape before it's all played, but it's not because he doesn't want to talk to you. He says it just sounds stupid whenever he says anything, and he always erases it anyway. But I just wanted you to know he was proud to get the money. And I listened a little bit, played back what Daddy had put on here before I came on, and he about sums it up and says it all for me too. I can't let myself get too serious. It won't work. I'm too serious anyway. So just remember that if at any time you think Mother is just a little bit too mothery, it's not that I want to be. It's, as Daddy says, it's just that way. And you just don't understand. But we're here to help you as much as we can and want you to come home and get settled at something. And would like to see all of you kids doing good and settled and happy at something, at work or whatever it takes to make you that away. And I guess until we pass on, we'll be working and doing as much as we can, because it makes time fly quicker, makes life more interesting. And as Daddy says, he never knows from one minute to the next what I'm gonna do, so things don't get boring. That's more than a lot of people can say that's been married 26 years, almost 26. So life is what you make it. I know some people that are always mad, and then I know some that's always glad. And as I try to tell the family, that when I'm here, we're all together, this is home. If we was at Cleburne and we were together, that would be home. But there's no point in making everybody miserable, because there's about always wanting to move somewhere else or do something else. I learned long time ago to try to be content with such as I had and such as I was, where I was. And after all, there's just, we don't have enough time to go around being glum all the time. I guess I learned a lesson from a lady I worked for here a while back. She was very upset, nervous all the time, and I asked her husband how long she'd been that way, and he told me about 8 years. Well, I had some real bad moments from time to time when y'all were here. Nobody really didn't know anything about it but Daddy. But anyway, wasn't anything y'all did, it was me. So I vowed right then that I would have to make a change, that I didn't think I could stand myself if I was that way for 8 years, and I knew Daddy couldn't. And so we have to make those efforts to better ourselves and to make others happy. And as long as I stay busy, I do pretty good. And I'm sure there's a lot of others the same way. So I think that this tape is about to go. I'm going to see if Mark wants to say just a word. And if not, I'll be back. Well, he said he thought Becky had told you everything in the book, and he just wants you to be careful and hurry home to us. And I have got to go and get busy and iron about 5 or 6 white shirts. One of them is yours that I never have done up since you left. And it's about 20 minutes till 8. And I've got to wash Becky's hair. We're planning on going to church tomorrow, and I'll try to pick up your flight logbook for you over there at the airport. There's not any here, but then I've already told you that in the letter that I wrote. So you should be getting a package, a letter, and a tape, and perhaps another package pretty soon whenever I get everything else all together. So you really will feel like that you hit the jackpot. So do your work, which I know you'll do it well. Take care. Look to the Lord. And we'll try to do the same. So for now, I'm going to sign off. And you let us hear from you. It makes us feel real good when we get a card, letter, anything.